mentioned that you had a rocking chair. Was there a larger piece of upholstered furniture?
We had a Davenport. They bought in the same load. As I recall, it opened up and you could make a bed on it. That was way back then. They even had hide beds. They didn't call them that then.
Now, did you sleep on that?
No. We just used it, you know, like if somebody'd come and visit and stay overnight or something.
Oh, what did you mentioned that the house had closets in it, but was there anything else you used for storing clothes and furniture?
I don't believe. Well, I suppose what you're speaking of is like if we had a dresser or two, and we had one piece of furniture that was similar to a dresser that we called a chiffonier.
A chiffonier?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that different than a chiffer robe? You ever heard of that?
No. But this chiffonier, have you ever heard of a chiffonier?
No.
It was quite a bit higher than a dresser, you know. I mean, the top of it was... Oh, I suppose it's two drawers higher than on a dresser.
Now, did it have one of those things that you could look into and see yourself?
It had a mirror on the top, and then it had a pretty neat little dealie. It had a little old door about that square that opened. It's kind of like a closet door, you know. And the rest of it was drawers. I don't have any idea what ever become of that. I suppose it just disappeared like things do, you know.
Wow, it sounds like it was quite a piece of furniture.
Well, it probably wasn't anything real exclusive.
Were you acquainted with anything maybe called a bureau, or?
Yes.
Would you have one of those?
Well, I just don't really know where that would fit in. Would that be another name for a dresser, probably?
I'm not sure.
Yes, I've heard of a bureau and the drawers in it. Now we're going to get straightened out. Mother, I need your help. This guy's a picking on me.
Your helper is here. What about, did you have animals on the ranch besides cattle?
Well, we had horses, yes, we had horses.
Did you have any of those stinky animals that oink?
The pigs? Well, just on rare occasions we had a few pigs around, but just mostly we didn't.
Did you ever have to take their food out to them?
You mean the slop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yeah, you bet.
And what would you carry that out to them in?
Well, we'd carry that out in the slop bucket. Well, that's right. We had a slop bucket that, you know, like when we'd separate the milk, the skim milk would go into it, and the leftover food from the table, and that's what the pigs got.
Just usually a 5-gallon bucket with a bale on it.
What's a bale?
Just the handle.
That's the handle?
The handle. The wire bale.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. You know these things, and I have no idea. So that's great to learn them. Were there other types of buckets you may have used around the ranch?
Well, of course, the milk bucket and the water bucket.
Let's move on to things you might do in the kitchen. If you were going to clean off a plate, you'd probably use, there's one right there, I think. That little piece of cloth right there, what would you call that?
Well, we call it the dish rag.
Okay. And if you were going to dry the dishes, you would use a...
Well,
dish towel.
I use a dish towel whenever I use one, you bet.
Great. And what's that thing over there, that shiny thing where that you would use to fill the sink?
The faucet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And what comes out of the faucet?
The faucet produces water.
I see. Now, would you always call that a faucet? Well, what about if that were at the side of the house where you would get the water? Would you call that a faucet also?